welcome to SwingersLifestyleTalkRadio.com, where each week we stimulate, update, and educate you on every aspect of the swingers lifestyle. I'm Clark Ashton, your host this evening, along with my beautiful, hot, sexy, voluptuous wife and co-host, Cindy Ashton. Cindy, how you feeling tonight, babe?
I feel great, baby.
I don't know how you feel, but you look fantastic.
Thank you. Look, got fantastic. A new hairdo.
You got a new hairdo?
I do.
Well, you do have new hairdo. You have more hair.
Sexy.
You been taking those vitamins again?
I have been.
Have you been taking those sex vitamins again?
I have.
Yes.
And so now he chases me around the bedroom like I'm his girlfriend. I love it.
Well, you are my girlfriend.
Wife, girlfriend, love it.
Well, hey, kids, you're tuned into the number one swinger and lifestyle talk radio show worldwide, where we talk about it, real swingers with real answers, no bullshit. Yes, for the next hour, callers from around the world will discuss every aspect of the swinging lifestyle, including personal experiences, activities, relationships, boundaries, events, clubs, do's and don'ts, sexual products, sexual fantasies, good health, and more. And, of course, we're going to talk about sex between one or more people. Does that sound like fun?
Woohoo.
There is a warning, though, kids. This show contains sexually explicit language and subjects of an adult nature only. If you are under the age of 18, please turn this goddamn show off right now. You hear it? Now. There, you've been warned. We do not endorse anything for those under the age of 18 and highly recommend that you leave this website immediately. And we have spies secretly watching you. So if you think you can get away with it, guess again.
But if you're 19, come on over.
19 is good. And we want to see your ID, too. We'll check your ID online. This is a live broadcast where every type of swinging and sexual topic you can imagine is discussed. The best part is that you, the listener, can anonymously call in with your questions and comments. Did you get that, folks? You can call in anonymously, toll free. Yep, that's right. We pay the bill. Anytime during the show. So here's the number right now. Get your hot little pen because you're going to want to call soon. I've got a free giveaway. It's coming down the pike here. You're going to want to take advantage of. Call us toll free at 1-888-228-4494. That's 888-228-4494. And it's also on the website that you hooked up to get to this place right here. Now, let me tell you something. This show is for everyone, from new people who are just curious about swinging in the lifestyle to long-time, very experienced veteran couples, single women, single men, married people, not married, dating, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transvestite, and everything in between, anything you can think of. Did you get that, Cindy? Everything.
Got it.
We are non-judgmental on this show when it comes to our listeners. And you know what? Open-minded is the word. There are hundreds of different levels within this so-called swinging lifestyle, and we talk about it all. No question is off limits, folks. Yes, we can say the word fuck online. There's no problem. And you can, too. God, I love that word. What? Why is that such a good word?
So, if I go to a party and I ask you, we can fuck people without worrying.
Well, yeah. I mean, are you talking about like me and you going
somewhere? Well, no, not just me and you. But
you're just saying on the show.
Yeah, the world in general.
Yeah, the world in general. Mm-hmm. Because this is internet radio. This is not FCC regulated. So that's why we're on here, because this is the way that we can communicate with the world. You get the best of the best right here, baby. Talk to me, baby. That's our motto. That's our tagline. Talk to me, baby. This is a talk show, folks, not a listening only, folks.
Call us.
888-228-4494. This week's topic is, how do we get into the action? Part two. You know, Cindy, we started this whole topic last week about this getting into the action shit. Mm-hmm. And we got so busy with so many other things, we didn't get a chance to finish it. We, in fact, we didn't even hardly get into it.
I remember.
You know, we had, our guests were on the line, and we had so many good discussions. And this week, it's going to be the same way, because this week we have an action-packed show this evening. Listen up. We have Angie Fox and Eric Dukes from Caliente Resorts in Tampa, and also the Dominican Republic with us. They'll be on shortly. And then right after them, we're going to have Lori and Jonathan from ShoesOnlyTravel.com. They'll also be on the show. We have two guests.
They both rock.
It's amazing. I mean, Caliente, if you've never been to Caliente,
go.
Or don't even know what a Caliente is.
Spell it for them, honey.
It's Caliente, Caliente.
Dot com.
Caliente.
Dot com. Go.
You know what Caliente means?
I do. Do you want me to tell? I know.
Okay, raise your hand.
Got
all
it.
Right. Yes, Miss Cindy.
Hot.
It means hot. Caliente means hot.
Knew that.
Spanish.
And
all
it's true.
Spanish. Is there anybody out there that's Spanish? If you are, you have to call tonight. Okay, you have to. Caliente Resorts in Tampa, Florida, and they have a place in Dominican Republic. Caliente is probably the largest swinger. Let me back up. The largest nudist. Well, let me back up a little further. The largest clothing optional resort
slash
in the United States.
Nudist slash swinger
slash
the most fun.
Unbelievable. Five-star place.
Honest to God.
Palm trees. Oh, I mean, I'm going to get this straight tonight when we talk to them, but they have like, I think there's like, there's so many swimming pools at this place.
Yeah.
You can't keep track of them all.
Honey, do you remember who Pedro is?
Think about that.
In at Caliente, Pedro was in love with you. Pedro's a female.
Oh, that Pedro.
Uh-huh.
You started to worry me there for a minute.
Yeah.
What about her?
I'm just saying, Pedro at the front door.
Oh, she was hotter than a firecracker.
Wasn't she?
We have to get to know her a little bit better.
She didn't like me so much. She loved you, though.
She did. She did.
A little bit. Did. She climbed up on you, though, big time. Keep everybody in suspense.
She was on my shoulders.
She was.
She was sitting on my shoulders, mm-hmm. And she wouldn't leave me alone.
She liked you.
She was hot.
Beautiful.
Hey,
beautiful
folks,
woman.
Folks, just so you know, Pedro is a parrot. A parrot. A big, big,
beautiful
parrot.
Yeah.
And that parrot is at the front door when you walk in Caliente, and she will greet you.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. So anyway, we're going to have Caliente on here shortly, Angie and Eric. Actually, JC tonight, not Eric, I'm sorry. From Caliente, and then we're going to talk about travel with Lori and Jonathan on Shoes Only Travel. We have a hot show planned, but you know, also, we have a hot schedule going. We're going to be at Swing Fest in 2 weeks.
We're very busy.
In Miami. Then we're going to Fantasy Fest a couple days later for a week down in Key West. Crazy, crazy place. 70,000 crazy people in Key
West. I'm excited.
For Halloween.
I have all my costumes ready.
Got them all lined up?
Oh, I'm excited.
We're going to have to take probably another plane just to put your shoes on.
You're worried, aren't you, honey?
No, we just have to book it because...
Here's what happens.
Probably let us get on the plane with all of the shoes.
I know, but I'll just... Can I just tell a really... I'll make it really quick.
Sure.
Clark has to always... He's like, babe, you have all your stuff in there? And I'm like, I'll have one extra pile. Clark will start taking his stuff out. Go ahead, baby. Get your stuff in there. Sweet.
Well, I love it all. You know, you look so good in all of it. It's amazing. I mean, you know, I can't complain and bitch too much. It's all good, as they say.
It's fun, but I only wear half the stuff, but I have to have options.
Well, you know, when we go on the cruise with Shoes Only Travel in January, you know, their name says Shoes Only Travel.
Oh.
You know, the good thing about that is, we can take all those shoes, but
I'll have to ask Lori about that.
Clothes, or very little clothes.
I'm going to ask Lori about that. I know it says shoes only, but the
very
women like
clothes.
To have some clothes.
All right, so it's been a busy week this week. Lots of football and hot times, you know, getting really excited about this Swing Fest thing coming up. This cruise coming up in January. We're going to talk about the cruise in a little while. You guys are going to love this. It's off the charts. So this week, how was your week? I mean, we always have an update. Sexually, what did anything happen this week? I mean, anything to speak of?
Sorry, nothing changes. My weeks sexually are off the charts.
Well, yeah, we could talk about our. We had a pretty good weekend this past weekend.
We had.
Holy shit! I just thought about that.
We did.
We did. We went to a big party Saturday night.
Yeah.
That was a huge party. It was crazy.
It was fun.
Oh, hey! After about three Patron shots
and three margaritas, honey.
And three margaritas at least, and we ate.
You
at
were
a
six in.
We ate at a Japanese steakhouse.
Awesome.
Start drinking that Chinese beer. Japanese beer, I should say, which is pretty damn good stuff, actually.
Well, you know what I have to say?
It made my eyes kind of squinty, though. You
well,
know,
you know, Clark, you always drive, you know, and always get us everywhere safe. We parked the car, and we taxied this weekend, didn't we?
We did.
Because
we,
you partied.
This was designated park
it
your
was.
Car weekend on Saturday
yep.
night. We parked the car in a hotel, got a hotel room.
We did.
And we had some friends. We jumped in the car with some friends, and they hauled us to a club. We went to the club. We didn't know how we were getting home, folks, did
nope.
we? We didn't care.
Nope.
We knew eventually we'd probably find that hotel somewhere later at night.
Yeah.
Probably.
We just knew to hang up the keys. And.
So we went to the club. We drank, and we had a blast, and we partied with all our friends and danced. And then we caught a ride back to the hotel,
we
which
did.
Was cool.
Very.
Do you remember doing the helium in the back seat?
God, that was so funny.
We had a balloon, folks. I mean, if you ever get a chance to do this, it's cool as shit. We had a balloon, and it was full of helium. We grabbed it on the way out of the club. We had it in the car, and of course, you know, after a few drinks, you get kind of crazy. So we popped a hole in the balloon, and we started inhaling helium. Haven't done that for years. We should have recorded that. That would have been...
Clark on helium is classic.
I tell you what.
We laughed our ass off.
I was seeing little green men everywhere, and we were having a discussion, too. It
that
was amazing.
Fun.
Yeah.
There wasn't enough helium, was there?
Well, you know what's really cool is when you're having sex with somebody,
mm-hmm.
and you're on helium, and you're talking like a munchkin from
funny
some,
as hell.
You know, fucking planet.
Yeah.
How often do you get to do that?
Once in a lifetime, I think. We
there
might
you
have
go.
To try that again.
There
that
you
was
go.
Good fun.
Absolutely.
Good fun. Babe.
It was great. We had a blast. We picked up about I don't know how many people we had in the hotel room. A bunch.
Bunch.
And we had a blast.
We did.
We knocked it out. Mm-hmm. And we even stayed overnight at the hotel room.
Well, yeah.
And we picked up the bill. We bought. Hey, you know
did.
What? We did it all.
We did, and we were supposed to play golf Sunday.
Yeah.
Never happened. We had to cancel our
Didn't
tee
happen.
Time, folks.
Couldn't make it. Could not make it.
We could have, but we opted to recuperate.
Well, by the way, folks, if you like to play golf and you hear this broadcast, please give us a call because Cindy and I both play golf. We love golf. In fact, you could invite us to wherever you are, wherever you live, and we'll come out and play golf with you. We love it. We're golf freaks. I watch the Golf Channel every day. It's
hopefully,
on TV. I leave it on 24 hours.
Well, baby, hopefully they live south and not
when
north.
When I hear the word golf, my dick gets really hard. Harder. I swear
was
to God.
Say.
I love golf.
Yeah.
So, anyway, well, listen. We are excited because we have these folks from Caliente Resort, Angie Fox, and JC, they are with us on the line, and we're going to talk about Caliente. So where are you guys? Are you there? Angie,
right
JC,
there.
Talk to us.
Well, I
Who
like to play golf, too.
No way. Is this Angie?
I play with a couple of – I play with three gals. We call ourselves Chicks with Sticks.
All right.
God, I'm going to write that down. I love that term. Chicks with
I didn't
sticks.
Say chicks that suck dicks and sticks, just chicks with sticks.
Oh.
Well, I was just going to ask you because my mind was floating in that direction. Can't help.
We like you already, Angie.
Or that way.
Yes.
So we got Angie. JC, are you there?
I am here. How are y'all doing? I don't play golf, but I like playing with other golfers' wives. Does that count?
Yeah, it can count.
Well, we're going to have to discuss that. We're going to have to take a vote, JC, but I think you're in.
Okay.
I think you're good. Yeah. Well, we
appreciate
having you guys on the line with us here, and we hope that after we get done that folks will know more about Caliente. So tell us, now, where are both of you located at? Angie, where are you at right now? And Angie, are you with JC? JC, are you somewhere else? Talk to us.
I think he's with somebody else's wife, but no, I'm in Tampa, actually.
Okay. So
just,
Angie's
I'm
in Tampa. JC, where are you at?
I'm over in Mount Dora, which is just a little north of Orlando, and we're probably about an hour away from the resort in Caliente, so we're within driving distance. If Angie and I get all hot and bothered, we can take care of that. So.
Well, good. So you can just travel right over there. Yeah. Well, you're in striking distance, an hour up the line. That's a great place down there. That whole Tampa-Orlando area is just booming with fun. We love Caliente. Cindy and I are big fans of Caliente. We are members there, preferred members. Every chance we get, we go to Caliente. So, Angie, please tell us a little bit about Caliente Resorts, and then we'll get a little more into it. But just give us a brief overview.
Absolutely. Well, we are a clothing optional resort. We have two of them. We have one in the Tampa area, Tampa, Florida, and one in the Dominican Republic called Caliente Caribe. And the idea behind Caliente originally was to create the Ritz-Carlton of clothing optional luxury. And there are probably about 270 clothing optional places in the United States, and I've been to about half of them. And I must admit, not just because I'm the PR lady at Caliente, but I must admit that it is probably one of the most beautiful, well-thought, well-put-together, amazing place that I've ever been. And as I say with anything, a place can be absolutely gorgeous, but it's the people who make it. And everybody, all of our staff, are trained to welcome people, whether they're first-timers or they've been there, you know, many years, as our guests and as our friends. And that makes the difference in anything that you do. And I love working there. Caliente means hot, and it really is. We are really a sexy resort.
No doubt.
True.
Okay.
Well, can I tell just a really quick story?
Absolutely.
We went there for the first time in April 2 years ago. Okay. And went back, went and sat down at the pool, and honest to God, our bartender remembered our names and our drinks.
Wow, that's awesome.
Exactly.
From April to July.
Yeah, and Cindy's pretty high maintenance on drinks. I'm really surprised.
I am. Only on drinks.
She remembered your drink.
She was amazing.
Well, exactly.
And I think what's really interesting, and this has been sort of a transition for us, Caliente just celebrated their fifth birthday, and we have a mix of people at Caliente, and what's been really exciting for us is that JC and his wife Cindy, JC and Sin, they have joined us to help market to what we have defined as the fun couples, and JC can tell you more about that. But to have this couple with us and helping us to market, and we have actually reached out in some new ways that we haven't been able to before. It's almost like we took the handcuffs off. Although handcuffs aren't always bad, you know?
Everything has an evolution, right? So
exactly. And we have definitely evolved. And for me, I've been there with the resort for a couple of years now, and it's been so exciting for me to see the place evolve, to see more people there, to see the place busy on a Monday as well as on a Saturday night. And to also see a lot of younger people, and that's my mantra, is I try to educate 20 and 30-somethings through their means of communication, whether it's Facebook or text messaging, social media, to invite them to come and experience a clothing optional resort, a luxury resort like ours. And by adding JC and Sin to the mix, to help us market to fun couples, it's made all the difference in the world.
You know, Angie, I was glad to hear you equate Caliente with Ritz-Carlton, because that's exactly what I was going to say. If you want to talk about nudist resorts, it's the Ritz-Carlton of nudist resorts.
Right.
Yeah, I'll
exactly.
tell you something.
Thank you.
Just from a perspective out there in the world today, you know, most people have this perception of nudist resorts. There's the old, I call it the old 60s concept of nudist resorts. There are, well, you guys, now in Tampa, you're in Pasco County, which is the number one county for nudist resorts in the world, my understanding. So
it
there,
is,
I think,
is.
Huh?
It absolutely is. There's a reason behind that, actually,
okay.
which is kind of interesting. Do you want to hear it?
Absolutely. Lay it on,
okay,
baby.
Great. Well, back in the 60s, there was a clothing optional resort, nudist resort, called Lake Como. And there was a gentleman by the name of Arthur Cotterell who owned Lake Como, and he was actually put in prison for owning a nudist camp, which is what they called it back then. And this was in Pasco County. And what had happened was it went as high as the Florida Supreme Court. Eventually, it was thrown out because there was actually a technicality relating to a population in Pasco County, like within a certain amount, between a certain amount, you could have a nudist camp, so on and so forth. And then the final line was he was released. So it's habeas law because there was a prisoner. But I read the case law, and the last line says the prisoner was released. But what it did is it paved the way for Pasco County to become, in my opinion, just as you mentioned, Clark, is that it's the nudist capital of the United States. There are over 12,000 nudists in that particular area, and 15 or so places that you can go to be a nudist. So that's phenomenal. And if it wasn't for him, and see, the key is Caliente is a 5-star resort. We have 47 wines on our menu. We wouldn't be able to have that if we couldn't combine alcohol and nudity. And that's
right.
The key. And that's
well,
how
it's
Pasco
always a party
embraces.
There. Always. I mean,
but oh, you want to talk about house parties plus? You got to talk to JC about that.
Yeah. But Angie, it's not an obnoxious party. It's a fun, you know, lots of fun people and a great time.
Absolutely.
Well, one of the things I want to stress here, too, and it's because we are big fans of Caliente. Now, we've been to lots and lots of nudist resorts around the country, and I will tell you, and this is a plug for Caliente, but I really mean it, there is not a nicer nudist resort / swinger / open place in this country. I mean, how many swimming pools do you have? You have waterfalls there. How many? What is it? 150 acres, or and there's million-dollar homes. There's condominiums. There's a hotel there. I mean, talk to me. Talk to me.
Mark, if you even wanted to stretch, you could include Mexico and Jamaica, because we really, we're glad to be a part of it. My wife and I, and Angie was a big instrument, because basically they're bringing us to what's the best word, recruit or show the lifestyle that we're ready to, Caliente is ready for the lifestyle. And it suffers in comparison to, you cannot imagine what people say when they walk through the door and they go, oh my God, we've been to, dare I say, Hedo and Desire, and this just blows it away, and we haven't
Absolutely.
Left the country.
And you I mean, feel like you're in the Caribbean.
Oh my God, it's beautiful. You, when you pull into the gates and you pass the waterfall, and you turn that corner and head to the clubhouse, you're like going, I am no longer in the world. I'm in Caliente. This is my own little world. And we've been to, my wife and I have been to Hedonism 13 times in the last 5 years. And we throw rocks at it now. I mean, I'll be honest with you, because we're in the country, we love it. But when you say 5-star resort, hands down, that's all it is. And
that's
why we're so glad to be a part of it.
JC, so your function, you and your wife, your function with Caliente, is tell us what you do and why.
Well, about 15 years ago, my wife and I started doing swinger parties around Central Florida, and they grew to such a level we were doing national conventions.
That's a tough job.
It's a great fun job, but boy, we had to go to Jamaica, and I got to look at all these naked women. God Almighty, you know. And then I take
Gets
vacation
old,
to go
it?
To Desire. Oh God, you know.
Poor JC.
But, you know, I'm a guy, and so once you see one woman naked, you pretty much want to see them all naked. So
yeah.
That's how I live my
all right,
life.
Ron White, cut it out.
Yeah, I just steal that one. But, no, the fun part is that we did the conventions, and we worked really close to the lifestyle community. And Caliente was, and most swingers, not swingers, most clothing optional places, I've had Angie correct me so many times when I say nudist, because you say nudist and you see the 60-year, you know, the piece beads and everything, but the clothing optional resorts have never been quote-unquote swinger-friendly, but they closed their eyes when the lights went out. You know what I'm saying? There was always a party, but they weren't very open about it, and with what's fixing to happen with them hiring us and Angie really pushing the buttons of it, we're basically, and I got to say, it was me and Angie and a few others coined the phrase, we're getting rid of the word swinger. We don't like that 70s word, and fun couples is our new word. And make it, love it, like it. It's just, it sounds better. You know, we were talking the other day, and I said, wow, think of what the word swinger replaced, wife swapper. They were so proud of that, they kept it for decades.
That's true.
And so Caliente basically is, yeah, it just evolved to that, and we kind of been stuck with that word. But right now, our main focus is to go out and tell everybody in all the fun couple group, we're just going to go look for fun couples. And Angie can tell you about more where we're going. She sets my schedule. We're going to be at Swing Fest. We're going to Entice in New York, going on a swingers cruise, going on the sold-out swinger lifestyle cruise. But we're only looking for fun couples. And that's the good
part.
Well,
I think you're on the right track, brother. I really do. And we have told so many people about Caliente over the last year especially. And the way we describe it, just in our own words, is we call it a five-star clothing optional resort that's heavily swinger oriented. And the reason we say that is because, and Cindy will agree with me here, when you go there, you see people of all ages, 20-year-olds as well as 70-year-olds, and there's a good mix.
Well,
and so it doesn't matter how old you are.
We kind of sat down and we kind of strategized a little bit, and the one thing that we came up with, everybody, and I heard the part of the conversation as we were put on hold, is everybody really loves a house party. They're the funnest. There, you have more options, more freedom. So we kind of started doing house parties plus at Caliente. That's what my wife and I are hosting. I think one's coming up Saturday night, where basically we have a house. Everybody comes and it's a little meet and greet. At around 8 o'clock, and then a little meet greet, no pressure, no anything, because we love house parties, but my wife loves them and she hates them too, because at around 10:30, if you're not hardcore naked and you don't see anybody you want to hook up with, then that's kind of shot. So you've kind of been in that situation. But what we do is around 10 o'clock, we head over to the Caliente Fiesta Club, which is their awesome nightclub, go in there and we look for other couples, and before you know it, actually, once our parties get started, they spawn off about three or four more house parties. And we start with about 60 couples at the house to begin with, and about 15 end up there that come back and just party with each other while the rest kind of get, what's the word, picked up at the bar. So,
well, the thing I like about it, JC and Angie, you can agree here or disagree, is when you go to Caliente, you have lots and lots of options. I mean, you have options as to where you want to stay. You have options to where you want to party. The place, I believe it's 150 acres there with a lake, and there are, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there's at least a dozen swimming pools. There's, I don't know how many volleyball pools there.
It's funny you should mention that, Clark, because I think of Caliente almost like a cruise ship. You know, you go on a cruise ship, you can do an offshore excursion, or you can stay on the ship and watch them how they put the coal in it and, you know, all that different stuff. And we do. We have such a variety of things that people can do, and it's pretty cool. You keep asking about the pools. We have a very large lagoon pool, which is our signature pool. It has a waterfall and everything. A lot of pictures have been taken of that. And the unique thing that we're doing this fall, and this is actually a pretty big deal, is we're going to be heating that pool. So, and all the residents, we have 350 homes at Caliente.
Yeah.
They've been fired up. They're like, oh, my gosh, you're going to heat the pool, because you extend the life of, you know, that the use of that area by a couple months on either end of our season. But also, too, we have conversation pools that are heated, and, you know, and we have two hot tubs, two conversation pools. It's and water volleyball pools. It's really quite gorgeous. And we have future plans because of JC and the fun couples and everybody else to build an additional hotel with about 100 units and some, you know, special activity rooms, shall we say, and so forth.
Tell them, don't say special activity rooms. You think we're putting bingo parlors in there. Tell them the truth, Andy.
Oh, come on, baby. We're making paper mache. We're doing paper mache images of a cock, right? I mean, I get to do a clone of Willie and paper mache.
That rocks. But you know what I'd like to do, Angie? Honest to God.
What's that, sweetie?
We were there for 10 days, and I got up every morning and I jogged, and you guys have a trail that runs through from the pool, around the clubhouse, through the million-dollar homes, through the casitas, through the condos.
And, right along the lake.
But you do have to watch out for an alligator or two. I've never seen one. But they said, don't feed them. I said, no problem. But I like to do a little run in the morning, and it's beautiful. Beautiful to run.
Now, do you run with or without a sports bra? Do you go naked when you're in there?
With.
Cindy has to run with.
I do, too. You know, I see the guys playing, you know, naked tennis sometimes, and I'm wondering, do you ever accidentally hit the wrong ball? I mean, what happens there?
You're not going to see me out there playing tennis without clothes, without a bottle.
We talked about that.
Because, you know, I mean, I don't care what you say. I mean, I don't care how courageous you are.
Yeah.
You get hit in the nuts with a tennis ball or a racket, and party's over.
Well, somebody hits a line drive, and you're in bed.
And the sand volleyball, you'll only dive once, and then you're done with diving. That's all over. So
I run with a sports bra, but I will tell you, it was a funny story. This 4th of July, I was running through, and there was a woman walking her dog, and she had a headset on, and I scared her. She about fell down. I had to stop and, console her. It was so funny, you know, because she was naked and I was naked. I had my sports bra and a little thong on, and I was running through the casitas. Poor little thing. I remember that like it was yesterday.
Well, the bottom line is Caliente is a fucking blast.
It is.
I swear to God.
It's so beautiful.
You know, you can live there if you like, or you can just go. And the other thing is I wanted to say that the pricing for people, so that people will know there, obviously you can buy a year membership, but you can buy it. You can pay just by the day, right, guys? What's the price? How's that work?
Oh yeah.
It's really designed
for everyone. I'm sorry, darling. It's so open that it's the way it's designed is for everyone to attend. It depends on your level and what you want to do. If you want to come there and you want to stay for a day, they've got that package. If you want to stay like y'all did for 10 days, they've got that lined out. And what happens a lot of times, people show up for 3 days, fall in love with the place, and buy the membership.
Yeah.
And there's several other options we're working on, and Angie just touched on the Galleria. That's going to be so huge, and that's going to turn us into a full-blown live fun couples resort. And who can put a price on a good time? I mean,
well, the thing is, you can go there and you don't have to leave. There's food, there's drinks, there's pool, there's waiters, there's everything you need. I mean, you could literally fly into Tampa. You could get a taxi, which isn't far from the airport. You can go to Caliente. You can actually stay on premises and never leave the fucking place and have a blast.
Well,
forever.
Let's talk about the locals too, honey. We're not local.
Yeah.
And we go there. How many friends have we made that live in Tampa that we, every time we go back, it's like
we
instant
see them
friendship
all
over again.
Yeah. On the weekends, folks, you better get a chair early on Saturday. By early in the morning, because that place is packed by noon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, by 12 o'clock on Saturday, it's a rockin' party on Saturday, and Sunday's the same way. Saturday and Sunday,
fun theme parties.
Yeah, I think what night is ladies? Ladies' nights Thursday nights now or Wednesday?
That's actually tonight, and you know what's really neat if you go to our website, which is CalienteResorts.com, you can actually sign up for our newsletter. Which you'll get the weekly updates about what's going on. It has the events, but this Sunday, for example, and we're starting again. We're branching out. We're creating relationships with many different types of people. And for example, this Sunday we teamed up with Night Moves Magazine, which has an 18-year history in Tampa of basically handling the adult, lifestyle living venues
great magazine,
and so forth.
Yep.
And we're doing our first film star pool party and picnic at Caliente because the owners of Night Moves, Paul and Tracy Allen, had always had the party with all these folks that come in for the awards and so forth for their event at their home, and it outgrew their place. So we're going to have about 45 of these film stars at Caliente on Sunday from 1 to 7, and as well as our regular membership and people who have bought day passes to come in and tickets to the event to check it out. But we plan, you know, these are sort of the fun things that we're doing, you know, inviting fun couples, inviting people, relationships with different businesses. Halloween is always an amazing time. The party is at Caliente for Halloween is the hottest ticket in town, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, when there's no censorship in the costumes, you can go to the bar, you can go to the club fully nude, so they're not going to ask you to cover anything up. So whatever costume you make, as sexy as you want to be. And let me tell you, you think you've seen it all one year, and then you go the next year, and we just stand there with our mouths wide open going, wow, how do you think of that, and where did you put that?
So, well, in two weeks that'll be happening. So
anyway, we've
got to chug on here. We are tickled and appreciative that you guys have come on the show. And for all of our listening people out there, it's Caliente, Caliente.com, Tampa, Florida, in the Dominican Republic. Angie Fox is a fox, and JC,
hey,
man in Orlando. Huh? I had to throw
yes,
that in.
Yes, she is.
And we want you guys, everyone that's out there, to check out Caliente and go there. Go there. Don't think about it twice. Check it out. We highly endorse it. Guys, we appreciate you being on the show. We will be at Swing Fest. JC, if you're there, you can't miss us. We'll see. We're going to do a couple live broadcasts there. And actually, we're talking about doing a broadcast at Caliente soon. We want to get that on the calendar.
We'd love to have you.
Well, I tell you this way. Not only will we be there, but Angie's doing a seminar that is probably one of the Well, we got her in demand now. We're lucky we get to talk to her on this level because she's fixing to take off. But what's the seminar's name? I don't want to mispronounce it because I'm terrible.
It's The Naked Truth, and I'm going to start out in a business suit and end up in my birthday suit in front of mine.
I knew she was a fox, Cindy.
She's showing people how nudists and swingers and regular people can all communicate and get along. It's
awesome.
Exactly. Can't wait. We'll be on the front fucking row. Promise you, Angie.
You better strip with me, baby.
Listen, we appreciate you guys. We got to let you go. We've got some more folks coming up here. Don't go away. Angie and JC, thanks for being here. And we'll see you guys soon. And have a great rest of this week, all right?
Thank you.
Alrighty, thank you.
We'll talk to you guys soon. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Listen. Swingers, Lifestyle Talk Radio.com in Caliente Resorts, Tampa. We are going to take a short break here for just a couple of minutes, folks. Sit tight. We have Lori and Jonathan from Shoes Only Travel on next. Sit tight. We're going to be right back. kids. We're back. This is Swingers Lifestyle Talk Radio.com, where each week, of course, we stimulate, update, and educate you on every aspect of the swingers lifestyle. I'm Clark Ashton, your host, along with Cindy Ashton, my hot, voluptuous. Hey, what? You're pulling your top down again.
Sorry.
God damn, I always lose my track, my thoughts.
This nipple's harder than that nipple.
Well, that nipple is always harder than the other nipple.
Well, work on the other one, baby.
If I could reach over there far enough, I would work on it. But, you know, we have a show to do here.
Okay.
We have shit to do here. We can't just be, you know, playing these sex games on the radio.
Oh, look, it popped up. It popped up.
It did pop up. I can see it. Holy shit. How'd you do that?
I just rubbed it.
Oh, you know, there's worse things you could be doing in life, you know, like traveling. Traveling. Speaking of traveling, now that we're back in frame of mind, traveling, we have a couple of people on the show that are just amazing. Lori and Jonathan from ShoesOnlyTravel.com. We're going to talk about what they do in life. We're also going to talk about what's upcoming. And so, hey, Lori and Jonathan, talk to us. Are you there?
Hey, we're here.
We are here.
All right.
Awesome.
But now you guys, I understand, now you have a travel agency. And so tell us, I know you're in between trips. You've been out there running around the world like travel people do. The rest of us have to do work for life. And you guys run around and travel around, and you play all these games, and, you know, I don't know if you're ever naked, or you're probably not ever naked when you're traveling. Probably not, right?
No. We try to be naked as often as we can be, actually.
There you go.
Okay, well, I just want to clear that up. And so tell us a little bit about your company, what you do, and where you've been lately, a couple of those things.
Well, Shoes Only Travel is basically a lifestyle and au naturel travel company. We only do lifestyle and nude trips. We don't do regular vanilla travel, as they call it. And we primarily, I'd say, 99.999% do only couples as well. We really cater to couples, and most of our trips are couples only. There are a few trips to hedonism that do allow some singles, but for the most part, it's couples and single women, but mostly couples. And actually, it's kind of interesting. I was just telling you before that we just got back, actually, last night late from Rome. We were actually in the Mediterranean, and it sounds like we were just over there goofing off, but actually we were doing a site visit for our Menage a Med cruise in April of 2011 on board the Windstar Windsurf, which is the same ship that we're doing our lifestyle au naturel cruise in the Caribbean this coming January, which I think we're going to have some celebrity guests on, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I tell you.
Some radio show's coming on there to do a show in the nude.
I just want to know if Lori's going.
Oh,
is Lori going?
You couldn't keep me from it. You couldn't keep me from it.
Well, if Lori's going, then I'm in. And so Cindy and I are in if Lori's going. Jonathan, I don't mean anything. I'm just kind of making a point here. But
Jonathan, I would kind of like you to be there, too.
Clark, we're just window dressing for some beautiful women.
We're just along for the ride, brother. That's just the way it works, right?
Right, that's right. Well, and tomorrow we're leaving to head to Desire, where we have a big trip for about 100 sexy people for a Cassidy takeover. So we're really thrilled to have the time tonight to really talk to you about our upcoming Caribbean cruise out of Barbados in the French West Indies, which is going to be absolutely the most amazing, sexiest, hottest trip to ever hit the Caribbean.
So you guys are going to Desire here, what, tomorrow, right? You're leaving tomorrow?
Right.
And is that in the one in Cancun?
Yep, it is.
So you do regular trips. You just don't go on cruises all the time. You do regular stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. We book to all the lifestyle resorts, like Desire and Hedonism and Caliente.
Yep.
You were just
we just had a trip to Caliente this past July. We had a group there. What we basically do are mostly group trips. We do book some individuals, but it's most of our trips. We do about 6 or 8 group trips a year to the various resorts. But what we found really early on when we were doing our work is that all the resorts, Desire and Hedo, they're great. Everybody loves them, and all our clients have been there 3 times, 5 times, 8 times. They were really looking for something different. So we wanted to sort of specialize and have some unique offerings, and that's why we came up with the idea of doing cruises in addition. And what we do, which is become sort of a little more commonplace now, but I think we were one of the four, you know, the people that started it, is that we go out and charter the entire ship, because you can't mix, as we all know, our sexy lifestyle groups with vanilla travelers, so we felt it was important to have the entire ship. But I guess one of the big differences is our ships, Windstar.
Jesse?
The Windstar
line. They would just all jump off the boat.
Yeah.
Well, or jump in the pile, one of those. But you know.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true, babe.
And
either,
you know, they're
jump
always welcome,
ship or jump pile.
Yeah, it's a choice.
Yeah, lifeboats.
That's what we tried to do. We went on a vanilla cruise last Christmas with 3,000 people.
Exhausting.
And we tried to convert everybody, because I think it was when I was walking around through the kitchen area or the dining room area with my Speedo on. I think it really raised a lot of eyebrows, because they weren't quite used to that. A lot of the old, little old ladies and stuff.
They liked
it.
Well, on our cruise, the guys were a little bit shook up.
Yeah. The women liked it, and the guys were like, whoa.
But, see, the cool thing about their cruises, honey, is that you don't have to worry about that. I mean,
that's right.
You can take your clothes off, because everybody's naked, right?
Everybody's naked. That's right. Well, what I started to say, what's really cool is the ships that we charter, they're not big. It's not 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 people. It's only 300 people. And that, you know, we like to call it Desire or Hedonism at Sea. It's a much more intimate crowd. You get to know everybody. You get to see the same, you know, people and you know, through the week. And so it's not like you get off the ship a week later, you go, hey, who are those people? I never saw them. And so,
well, 300 is a nice number. I mean, you know, 2 or 300. I mean, it's not too big, not too small. You know, I like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, most people don't realize, like Desire, it's only 118 rooms. So at most, you only have about 230 people there. And typically at Hedo, you only have about 300 or 400 people. So, you know, it's really that it's a good size. And what we're trying to do is recreate that atmosphere at sea and do it in great places like Barbados and St. Bart's and Martinique, St. Martin's and Guadeloupe. So we're going to really great islands. We're on a great ship that's, you know, really pampering, but it's all naked, and we're doing it with 300 of the sexiest folks you've ever seen.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, this cruise coming up in January, I think it's January the 24th through the 31st.
That's
Cindy
correct.
And I are going on this cruise, and we are so fucking excited, because we're big cruisers. Anyway, Cindy and I have been cruising forever. We've been all over the place on cruise ships. But I'm going to tell you something. This boat that you're going on, this boat that we're going on, is off the fucking charts. This boat is like a mini large cruise ship with sails, folks. It's got sails if they want to put the sails up, but it also has got swimming pools and casino and all that shit you get on a regular big boat, but you get it in a smaller package. I mean, this is like, I liken this to your charter. When you want to just blow some fucking money, you just want to throw some shit out the window on something really elegant, this is what this cruise is. It's
absolutely.
It's like this is like a cruise of a lifetime.
It's like being on a big private yacht, and we've done a couple of things,
to
make it unique for the cruise, for our people, and that is, number one, and this you're going to like if you've been on a lot of cruises, on ours, we've done it, all liquor is included, unlimited alcohol, and it's not that, you know, cheap-ass bar brand. We're talking Grey Goose, Chivas Regal, all top shelf, whatever you want, they mix your drink, it's all included. You know, people get off cruises, and they're used to getting a $1,500 bar bill. On our ship, no bar bill.
Yeah. Jonathan, two things.
Yes.
First one is, will you have Pinot Grigio?
Absolutely.
Okay. Cases.
Okay. Yes.
The other question I had is, we were kind of debating cruise ship, yacht. I want to call it a yacht, and Clark wants to call it a cruise ship.
It's really sort of both. We like to say it feels like you're on a big private yacht because of
right.
the intimacy and the service that you get, but it's very casual. I mean, it's luxurious, but yet it's not stuffy. When you dine, you actually just can dress really sexy, just like you would at any of the lifestyle resorts. It's
awesome.
You're not having to get dressed up to go, to dinner if you don't want to. It's just very laid back and just amazing.
And Cindy, I was going to say, I've seen your picture, and you can call it whatever you want.
You are so sweet, Jonathan.
Hey, it's an off-the-charts trip. Now, just for our listeners, we've got a special that we're running here for Swingers Lifestyle listeners on the cruise. You want to tell us what that is, guys?
Absolutely. Right now, we're running for cabins starting as low as $19.95 a person. But we've got staterooms and suites. But for your listeners, when they go to book, there's a little promo code on the booking form, which they can find at our shoesonlytravel.com site. And if they type in Swinger Lifestyle Radio, and press the enter button, they will get $100 per person off of any cabin they book.
Wow.
Yeah, so, that's a hell of a deal, guys. I mean, yeah, $100 off of so that's $200 a couple.
Exactly.
Just for listening, you're going to get a discount. And by the way, that $19.95 is a starting point, but it's all inclusive. That's all your food, all your drinks, everything, all your sex, everything. What a deal for that cruise! It's 7 days. It's you fly to Barbados. It's not some little cheesy 3-night, 5-night deal out of Fort Lauderdale over to the Bahamas.
No.
You fly to Barbados. It's a 5-hour flight. This is a real trip, folks. So we're looking forward to it. And now you guys are going to Desire. What else is on the calendar?
We've got a couple of trips to Hedo in November, and then we've got a great trip to Hedo 3 in April, I think it is, with the Grove. You're familiar with the resort up in North Georgia?
Yes, yep. Heard of it.
Yeah, it's like a little nudist campground, lifestyle campground, a lot of fun. And we've got a trip going that we're putting together for their members, but it's open to everybody. So
we've got
that one, and then we've got another one to Hedo with Swinging Atlanta next summer in July. We did one this July. And then, of course, our Menage a Med next April. So I mean, we've got the whole calendar of trips on our site. I wanted to tell folks out there about a couple of interesting entertainment things that are going on this cruise. Number one, and we're so excited about this, and it just happened last month, we actually, people go to Hedo and they go to Desire, but the thing that everyone talks about at Hedo that they love are the entertainment coordinators that they've got there. I mean, those folks, the guys and the girls, they are hot, they are sexy, and they make it happen day and night. And we have been able to work out with Hedo for them to send two of their hot coordinators to run all of our sexy events on the ship. So, if you're familiar with that Hedo action, it's going to be going on the ship with the Hedo coordinators prancing around and doing their thing.
Hopefully, at least one of these people will be a chick. Hopefully.
They're supposed to be sending one guy and one girl, absolutely.
Cool.
And we've also got Jeff the body painter, who's doing body painting. We've got a lifestyle photographer. We've got a lifestyle masseuse coming, and she does men and women with happy endings.
Boy, that's nice. That's nice. We're going to have to talk about happy endings someday on the show, honey. Cause
I had a happy ending last night.
Oh.
And a happy beginning.
Happy ending.
Happy beginning, happy ending.
I'm just happy.
You are happy.
I am happy.
So anyway, you've got a bunch. Now, tell us how long you guys have been doing this. Is this something you just started to do here the last few months, or have you been doing this for years?
No, we've been doing it almost a couple of years now. About a year and a half is when we started it. was actually an offshoot of some other work we were doing, and just saw a real opportunity and need to provide some unique trips out there. So about a year and a half ago we started it, and it's been going really well. We'll be at Swing Fest in a couple of weeks. I know you guys are going to be there. We were at Swing Fest last year, and you know, it's a great business to be in.
Well, great. Well, we're looking forward to it. You guys are first class. We're tickled to have you on the show tonight, and certainly we're going to have you on the show even more. So, folks, if you haven't already gone to shoesonlytravel.com, you need to go there now. Lori and Jonathan, we appreciate you being on the show. We love what you're doing. We think it's cool as hell. There are a lot of travel agencies out there, but you guys do it first class the way it should be done. And we're certainly looking forward to doing more with you. Guys, we appreciate you being on the phone tonight with us. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Wait, hey, Lori.
Yeah.
Looking forward to having a cocktail with you on the cruise.
Absolutely. And
January, just come look for me,
me too.
First thing at the bar.
Did you just say
yeah,
you were looking forward to having Lori on the cruise?
Clark.
Hey, we had this discussion, Cindy and I, before you guys came on tonight. We were talking about shoes because, you know, we're going to Swing Fest, then we're going to Fantasy Fest, and
we were
talking about, you know, we always have to book another plane for the shoes only.
Sorry.
Exactly.
But shoes only.
Most important items to pack, for sure. Sorry,
can I ship my shoes to Barbados?
Oh, definitely. We'll get a cart, one of those big containers for our shoes and ship
I'm
them
just
ahead
kidding.
Of time.
They'll probably have to float those shoes on a dinghy behind the cruise ship.
Clark, you're making fun of me, but I have one of each color. I'm good. I have like a small suitcase of shoes.
I'm talking about all the girls' shoes.
Oh, all the girls.
Yeah, because us guys, you know, we'll be lucky if we even get on the
black
ship.
Loafers. Black loafers.
But it is shoes only.
That's
so,
right.
What can we say?
You want me to
that's
bring
what we always
you know
tell
what?
People is,
I might
all you
just
need to do is bring your shoes.
And that's it.
No, you got to bring those 7-inch
nope,
stilettos.
I might not.
I'm going to make
made
you bring
fun
them.
Of me.
I'm throwing in my suitcase.
All right,
Lori. All right, guys.
We'll meet you for a cocktail at the bar, Jonathan.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
You have a great evening.
Thanks a lot, and you guys have a great week and have a great trip in Desire. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
You. Thank you.
All right, everybody. ShoesOnlyTravel.com. Great travel program. They're busy. You have no more fun than you do with those folks. Cruising, partying. You want to go somewhere and have a blast, hook it up. There's people that go. There's always friends.
Yeah.
It's all family, for sure. Well, Cindy, the hour is getting away from us.
No way.
We're moving through here
very
quickly. We've only got a little bit of time left. Next week, we are going to be talking about our topic will be adult swinger lifestyle websites. And we have a couple of guests on tap next week. We're confirming those now, but we'll let you in. Check out our website. You'll be able to see who's on there. Mark your calendar, please, every Thursday night from 9 to 10 o'clock live. If you miss our live show, you can get hooked up by going to our website and getting this streaming podcast, our archives. You can get it free. Tell everybody you know about Swingers Lifestyle Talk Radio. Email all your friends, even if they're not in the lifestyle. This is a great program about education. We want people to understand and learn what this lifestyle is all about, even if you don't choose it. Because, as we always say, you need to laugh and love and learn and live, my friends, because life is short. Happy hunting. We're going to let you go. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Thursday night.
Have a happy fun, safe, sexy weekend. Love you all.
Don't miss the book Corporatism, which has been featured on the Alex Jones Show and which covers everything about the real force of social control called the New World Order. This group exists. It controls all the governments of the world, and it hides within international organizations like the IMF, the World Trade Organization, the World Health Organization, the World Bank, and others, all of which are not loyal to any one country, but are devoted to controlling and merging all of them through war and economics. Find out how they control the world through false flag terrorism, inflation economics, the business cycle, and through food contamination, war, vaccinations, television, and public education. You can find this book at Amazon.com or at AntimatterRadio.com.